WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden travels to the Southwest today, where he will formally apologize to the indigenous community for the federal government's role in operating Native American boarding schools. Thousands of children were taken from their parents and put into those schools. Many were abused. Hundreds died. Counting down the days until the election, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris both in Texas. She appears with Beyonce in Houston. He'll be on the Joe Rogan podcast in Austin. New report today about Elon Musk.
Musk has emerged as a major Trump supporter. And now a new report claims Musk and Russian President Vladimir Putin have been in contact since 2022. The Wall Street Journal says the discussions touch on personal topics, business and geopolitical tensions. Musk has not commented on the report. Any ties with Putin could come into question if Musk ends up playing a role in a Trump administration.
ABC's Perry Russum. Eric and Lyle Menendez could get out of prison soon. Los Angeles DA George Gascon recommending resentencing for the brothers. This is ABC News. Police in Detroit say a recently installed statue honoring a local Tuskegee airman has been stolen from Rouge Park. Earlier this year, the statue of Jackie Robinson was also stolen from a public park. In Colorado, a new legal battle over elephant equity.
Activists with the Non-Human Rights Project are suing the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, claiming five elephants in captivity are being unlawfully imprisoned and should be protected by habeas corpus, meaning they should not be held captive without legal justification. The zoo, fighting back, saying one requirement of habeas corpus is that the benefiting party will go free. Our elephants cannot go free because they cannot survive without human care.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. In Los Angeles tonight, a lot of sports and a lot of traffic. The Dodgers face the Yankees in Game 1 of the World Series. The Lakers will be hosting the Phoenix Suns. The USC Trojans play Rutgers, and there's an East LA Classic football game as well. This is ABC News.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission received reports Thursday morning that some local election officials are still experiencing label printing delays for absentee envelope labels. WEC staff continued to work with state partners to pinpoint the root cause and improve label printing time.
Shortly after, the Green Bay City Council held a press conference showing solidarity with the mayor in negotiations with the Packers to extend the lease at Lambeau Field. The team extended a new offer that includes rent increases. It does not, however, include a community benefit statement or economic development in the city. Green Bay City Council President Brian Johnson.
That a lot of these are things that the Packers are already doing in our community. We acknowledge that, and we know that, and we're so appreciative of those investments. However, we want a lease to capture that.
It's now up to the mayor and outside council to evaluate the offer.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dame, Torian, GT, all night, they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers hosted holding a long practice in pads, Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. Like, and that's not coach speak. I'm not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at, and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday. Sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We lighten it up with Milwaukee Record Monthly, and this shouldn't be a thing to close it out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the early morning family show, and it's a warmer kind of morning. Certainly not around 32 degrees like everybody was saying yesterday.
Good morning.
I'm going to deny that temperature for the rest of my life.
Okay.
It's so important to me.
We had some rain last night.
We did have rain, yes.
Almost a quarter of an inch around Madison.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really streets, came down. Huh?
Streets are a little damp.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's okay now. The rain is gone.
Yeah.
We've got some clouds out there. We're at 50 degrees. It's Friday.
Best time to rake the leaves is after a little rain like that.
A little easier for them to, you know.
They don't blow around.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Compact.
Yeah. Well, I bet a lot of people will be doing that.
A little
today.
Tip for Sam. You know, just in case he wants to get out in front of the apartment and start
raking. I don't have
leaves.
A yard. I don't have leaves to rake.
Wow,
really.
That's too bad, man.
That's so sad. So sad. Let's check our high temperature for today. Let's
all
get right,
right
out
don't
of
we
the
do that
box
right
here.
Away.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Yeah, let's move through
come
this
on,
program really
going.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Fastest 2 hours on radio.
Okay, what are we going to use today?
What machine are you going to use?
Well, I don't know. What haven't we haven't done the slot machine lately.
We haven't done that very much. Yeah.
Long time.
No. Let's try that.
Let's try that.
One arm band.
Okay, here we go. First number coming up.
There it is. Three numbers. There it is. Pay,
060. 060. So 60 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can reverse that and everything.
Yeah, you could, I guess. And we'll see partly cloudy skies.
Yes.
The weekend looks good. Partly cloudy tomorrow, Saturday, 57 degrees. And then Sunday, plenty of sunshine, low 60s. Nice weekend ahead. Of course, Badgers take on Penn State. It's a primetime game Saturday night.
That's right. That's right. Homecoming.
Yeah.
And where are they playing?
They're playing at Camp Randall Stadium.
All right, great.
Yeah, it's going to be an evening game, so I won't be going anywhere, or I should leave before.
Yeah,
you are
trapped in your home. You're awful close to Camp Randall.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just the students are evil. What? They're dangerous. Is that something you're worried about? Maybe walking zombies for Halloween.
They walk around the neighborhood.
They do. That's scary.
They don't cause any trouble. They're
really
well behaved.
They're okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Everything's good.
Yes. Get off my lawn.
No, I wave to him, you know, from the window. Hey, how you doing?
From the window.
I might go out on the front stoop.
You are a lonely man.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm standing in the window. I'm lonely.
Enjoy the game. Yeah.
My life is a waste.
They're playing the Nittany Lions.
Oh.
Yeah, Penn State.
Yeah.
Should be a good game.
You know, yes. Wow, what an opponent.
What a matchup.
You know, for homecoming, they're doing, every year they do Fill the Hill. So Bascom is going to get filled once again with plastic pink flamingos.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go down there and steal a couple afterwards.
That'll be fun, yeah.
Well, you're tipping your hand there.
Well, everyone goes down and just like
They steal them?
Yeah, they just disappear over the course of the day.
What are you going to do with it?
Put out.
Take it home and put it on the
I'll put it in my corner. I don't have a yard, but I have like a giant bush that's basically my yard, so I can put it on top of that.
And then somebody will steal that.
Yeah, oh well.
Why don't you go to the game? Have you been to a game there lately?
It's been like 2 years, but maybe.
Do you get
a
discount on games, having gone there at one time?
Because I'm an alumni?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Got your student pass yet to go in and get beer at the student union?
Yeah, that's right. They sell beer now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get snot slinging drunk at a Badger game?
Why not? Why not?
Well, that's true. You know, it's funny. They allow beer now, sales at Camp Randall, but not a lot of people are taking them up on it.
Well,
really? Well, it's probably expensive, right?
Well, probably.
Yeah, maybe that's stopping a lot of the students from buying beer there.
But also, they've had less problems with alcohol around the stadium since they've been selling it.
Yeah.
Actually, they've had less arrests, and everything is a little more controlled. So it was a good idea.
Yeah.
So far.
They have the student section.
Yeah.
I don't think they're assigned seat numbers.
I don't know.
No.
Because, once you're rejected or taken up because you're loaded, they usually take your season tickets away.
Oh,
but
they?
students, they can go back again and again and again and get loaded in the stands and be hauled away.
Fun times. Okay.
The drink tank.
Yeah.
Let's check out the National Day calendar.
Maybe they'll meet a Mr. Bojangles there someday and we'll have another song.
Ah, yes, Mr. Bojangles. We have a lot of really weird, wild, wacky National Day calendar items today.
Oh.
Okay, they're all very strange.
Okay.
National Frankenstein Friday. Is it that or is it not? Or is it National Greasy Foods Day? How about National Escalator and Elevator Day? National Breadstick Day? National Sourest Day? National Chucky the Notorious Killer Doll Day?
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah, which one of those days does not belong?
It's not Chucky the Killer Doll Day.
Well, it is, actually. Chucky the Notorious Killer Doll
I'm
Day.
I'm wrong again.
Today. Yeah.
Sam just cues up that button every damn time.
You're darn right I do.
He's ready for it.
Sam, do you have a guess?
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. What is the made-up day?
The made-up day is National Escalator and Elevator Day.
Gee, I thought that was kind of a cool one.
I thought so, too, but it's not that.
I mean, you're supposed to walk up the escalators, walk down the escalators. You're supposed to use your muscles, your legs.
This was news to me the last time I went to Target, because I went with Sophia to the Hildale Target.
The Hildale.
Oh, yeah. That's the big one.
Mm-hmm. And apparently... Well, I know that you can walk up the escalator, obviously, but I didn't know that there was a special etiquette about it, and that if you don't want to stand in place, you're supposed to stand on one side of the escalator, and if you want to walk up, you're supposed to walk up on the other side. I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
She said if you go to like a big city where people are riding escalators all the time, if you just stand like on the wrong side and block the way, people will get mad at you.
Well, that's interesting.
That's a long escalator, too, at the Target.
In Hildale,
I go up the stairs at the Hildale Target.
Mm. Good for
you. I just run up the stairs and run down the stairs. Because that etiquette doesn't take place very often.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. In fact, they have escalators at Penny's at Westtown.
Do they?
And no one knows about the etiquette there. It's just to get a cut right at the very beginning, and they're going to block your way, and you got to go up the escalator like some kind of person with no legs. You know, just
there's still a novelty to me because I don't encounter very many escalators out in the wild.
Yeah.
Well, they also have at Target. They have an escalator for the shopping carts.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Well. You know, the escalator has always been a dangerous machine, right? A lot of people are afraid of them.
Yeah.
I was told early on when they started installing them all over the damn place that you can't get your shoelace in them or else you're a dead person.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It just grind you up.
Yep.
It from the toes up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You become ribbons.
Yikes.
You know how it is. You know, it's ribbony as it goes in.
Ribbony.
Shreds into ribbons.
Okay. Well, let's find out about National Frankenstein Friday.
So if there are children listening now, do not get caught in that escalator.
Make sure your shoes are tied.
That's not even one of the national days. Let's move on, John.
Yes. Exactly.
That's right.
National Frankenstein Friday is the last Friday in October, recognizes author Mary Shelley. The novel Frankenstein, or the modern Prometheus? Her character's
Promethean.
Dr. Frankenstein and the Monster, dating back to the 1800s. Frankenstein's monster is one of the best-known horror characters of all time, of course. That novel tells the story of a young scientist, Victor Frankenstein. Blah, 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 Frankenstein. Okay.
Yeah, everybody calls the monster Frankenstein, yeah, but it's really not Frankenstein.
It's not right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great story, though. And the first one with Boris Karloff.
Oh, yeah.
Just an absolute classic. Tears your heart out when you find out the child was killed by Frankenstein monster.
Yeah.
Wow, way to spoil the movie. I've never seen it.
Well...
Well, now you know the ending.
Great.
It's not the ending, but...
Okay.
He's making that up now.
No, I'm not.
He's trying to cover his tracks.
It's in the middle of the movie.
Okay.
It's, you know, but it doesn't matter whether you know it or not. It's a heart-wrenching moment.
It is.
Well, yeah, because he realizes he just threw this child into the lake, and that wasn't a good thing to do, or healthy for the child.
Well... The monster, you know, he didn't know any better.
Yeah, he didn't know any better. And we felt sorry for this creature.
We did, yeah. National Greasy Foods Day today. Oh, boy. Although not the healthiest of choices, every once in a while, it's okay to enjoy some greasy food, according to this. From fried chicken to pizza to nachos to french fries to bacon to hash brown potatoes, you know.
Gosh, you're making us all hungry now.
Yeah, you got to treat yourself. So it's National Greasy Food Day.
What is the thing we call around the square? The food thing?
The food trucks? The food?
No, around the square, food? The big event.
The farmer's market?
No, the farmer's market. No.
What is?
You know when we had all the food around the square and everybody...
A Taste of Madison?
Taste of Madison.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's all it is greasy food. That's it. I mean, it's all fried food.
Is that a good or bad
thing? No, it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing at all.
No, just think about it. you're chomping down greasy food.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything is fried, and it's the easiest thing to carry, and it's easy thing to haul with you, and then cook the food for the public is a fryer.
Yeah.
That's why they have all this fried food.
Yeah, not good for you.
No, it isn't good for you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for bottom lining there for me.
Well, how about this one? National Breadstick Day.
Yeah,
we need a day for that.
We do.
Recognizes the delicious goodness of dunkable pieces of warm and tender enjoyment. Observe this celebration annually on the last Friday in October. Breadsticks come in many forms, John. They can be soft or crunchy. Breadsticks can be flavored with garlic or onion or salt or cheese. Yeah. They can be sweetened with cinnamon and sugar. So, you know, have some breadsticks today. Okay?
Well, thank you.
Okay. What else?
Giving us permission.
What else? We have, National Sourest Day. Did I even mention that one? Or I skipped
yes.
That one?
Sourest? Sourest?
Sourest.
What happened on that day?
Well,
what made them create a day for the sourest?
Sourest Day, let's see, follows on the heels of Sweetest Day, the sourest day of the year, observed on October 25th. If life is giving you lemons or you feel like a grumpy Gus, this day is for you, John. Take your glass half full. Take your glass half full attitude and spread the joy or gloom. Smiles will be banished on Sourest Day. So this is... you can pout, you can be, just grumpy.
Let's do that today.
Yeah, well,
let's celebrate Sourest Day on this program. Yeah,
all right. Got a couple of more National Day things, and then the history book coming up right around the corner. 92.7 WMDX.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. We're broadcasting just a block away from the state capitol, State Street. That's our location, the 200 block. Stop by if you can. Wave to the second floor.
Yeah.
And we'll see you, I think.
Possibly.
It's a possibility. We'll look out the window.
It's a little dark still.
Yeah, well, it's dark because we've got the blinds down, and that's not always a good thing.
Would you like me to have those up?
Could you? Yeah.
Yeah, it's dark. It's not like you're blocking any sun from coming into the studio.
Well, you know, it's good at least check out State Street to see if the leaf blower guy makes his appearance for the first time this fall.
We haven't seen him in a couple of weeks.
We haven't seen him.
What? I've heard him.
Have you really?
Maybe it was later in the day that I heard him.
Maybe that's a street sweeper that you're thinking about.
I don't think they sound alike, John.
Yeah, there's nobody out there right now.
There's nothing happening. No one's pressure washing the lights.
Okay, let's wrap up the national.
They're letting it go. You know, they're just letting State Street go.
Letting it go. It's Chucky the Notorious Killer Doll Day.
Yeah,
on the national day calendar. I know he's a favorite of yours,
down
John.
In history.
Yeah. For those who aren't Chucky fans, well, you have a pass today. But all others, get your popcorn and beverages of choice ready and hit play. Some who celebrate, dress up as Chucky today.
Yeah.
Sam, stop yawning.
People are afraid of dolls for some reason.
Those who
in the early days, they were looking creepy as heck, you know, right? And we see the antique creepy dolls out there.
Well, those who collect Chucky merchandise can add to their collection today. Others take a thrill on learning new behind-the-scene facts or reading up on the Chucky fan pages. I never was into the Chucky movies.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
I've never seen him, no.
Well, the creepy horror flick staple of the 1980s has a full name, Charles Lee Ray. And he gets that from three real-life and notorious killers, apparently. I don't know. Let's see. Let me scroll down a little bit and see.
I've never really perfected walking puppets.
Yeah. What do you... Right? The Muppets, I think, have.
No, I mean, they really haven't perfected it there either. In fact, that's my biggest complaint about Star Wars movie is the puppets.
The puppets?
And I just hate puppets in the movies.
Well, that's why they shoot them from the waist up usually.
Yeah, I know. It's just pathetic. Well, they make it look like they're walking.
No.
You know, it doesn't look like they're walking at all.
It's a puppet. It doesn't walk like a person.
It looks like a hand is just kind of moving up and down like it's walking. Right. That doesn't
work. We gotta bust out the puppets on the show again.
Okay.
You don't seem enthusiastic.
We didn't do much with the puppets. Did we actually have them on the...
They're sitting in a filing cabinet right now.
No, did we have them on X at one time?
We had them once.
Yes, you brought them out.
For a brief time.
All right.
Yeah, they're in a drawer next to them. next to the desk over
there.
We were
going to pull a prank on everybody by doing the show as puppets.
As puppets,
and no one would know that except if you were watching X, which most people are doing nowadays.
You think so?
Yeah, they put their phone up in their car, and they watch X while they're driving, and they Bluetooth the audio into their car system.
Don't think
John,
that's
you
how
are
it works.
So weird about that. You just encourage people to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can do two things at once.
Yeah, it's
it's
not
called
good.
Multitasking. It's a high IQ situation.
You're supposed to be driving. You're supposed to be paying attention to what's in the road.
The way people drive, I guess that's impossible to have there.
Hey, let's get to the history book, Sam. Open it up. Dust it off.
Let's check
do
it
the
out.
Thing.
Oh, boy.
Do the thing that you do.
Wow.
Do it.
So much dust.
Oh, it's dusty today.
Boy. Oh. Let's see. Today in 1939, nylon stockings go on sale.
Oh, boy.
What a horrible day that was. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, my sister always complained about her nylons. You know, just putting them on, you get runs. I think they did it to torture women. That's
maybe. Because I don't think you see that very much anymore.
Not anymore. No, I don't think
they're wearing them.
Yeah, I don't think people wear nylons
anymore.
Not a
lot, really. I went on a little bit of a rabbit hole yesterday looking into the history of this because World War II happened right after, and they took all of like the nylon supplies to make parachutes and stuff for the war.
Right.
And there was a shortage of them during the war. And once they like started ramping up production again afterward, there were a couple of fights in cities that broke out because of the supply chain shortage. Women were fighting each other in department stores to get fresh stock.
Wow. We think we've got it bad now.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Today, in 1955, the very first home microwave goes on sale for $1,295.
Very, very cheap at the time.
Yeah.
1955?
I ran it through, and it was like an in-wall. It looks like an in-wall oven, basically. And I ran it $1,295 through an inflation calculator. That's over $15,000 today.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't very popular yet.
No.
I don't remember them until the late 60s or early 70s, right?
Yeah.
Like when tabletop ones came
out. When people could afford them, then it was a big thing.
Sure.
Like VCRs were, you know, thousands of dollars.
And you paid the price anyway.
I never bought one at that price.
No. What else happened on this day?
Today in 1964, the Rolling Stones, they appear on Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Part of the British invasion. And this was just a funny story I'd never heard of before. The same year, the Minnesota Vikings, in the game that they were playing that day, Jim Marshall, he recovers a fumble and then runs it 66 yards to the wrong end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wrong way, Marshall.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got a nickname, huh? Wrong way, Marshall.
Well, no, actually, I think it's somebody else, but somebody else also did. I wish we had our Packers historian. Maybe he knew.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Any birthdays?
Do you want me to get through this?
No.
You want me to move on?
I know. We want you to dwell on whatever subject you want.
Well, we got a couple of birthdays. Pablo Picasso, the famous artist, born in 1881. And Katy Perry was born today in 1984.
Well, that's fantastic.
Whatever happened to her?
I haven't heard a.
She was on one of those talent shows, one of those America's.
Katy Perry?
As like a judge?
Yeah. Oh. Or The Voice or one of those. One of those.
All right.
Yeah.
But, we got a lot of stuff coming up today.
Do we?
Oh, man, do we have a lot of stuff. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
What do we got?
We're going to blow out a lot of these voice actualities that we have just so everybody can get. Ready for the weekend so they can leave all this stuff behind.
Yeah, and
we'll start brand new on Monday.
Yeah.
Right. So we want to get through a whole bunch of stuff.
What are we down to? 11 days till the election day? Is that it? I think
so.
Okay.
Oh, God. Now you throw math into the.
Sorry.
We got our math guy in the studio here. Sam, what do you think?
Why am I the math guy? Okay, maybe I studied math at one time. That doesn't mean I'm good at it. I'm horrible at math.
I thought you wanted to be a math teacher.
Yeah, didn't you want to be a math teacher?
Yeah, that doesn't mean I'm good at it.
Oh, wow.
Well, you tell a busted pencil's that.
Yeah, really? Okay. It is 29 past the hour. We're just getting started on a Friday morning. The John and Gordy Morning Show, 92.7 WMDX.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Effective transition and succession planning is crucial for ensuring the future success of your agricultural operation. Engaging in open discussions with family members can pave the way for a smoother process. Kelly Wilfert, Farm Law Outreach Specialist with UW Extension, says to assist with this important journey, they offer programs designed to guide farmers through these steps.
Whenever we talk about transition or succession planning, it's something that you'll want to have an attorney on board for. There are a lot of conversations that might happen before that initial call to an attorney happens. So starting to set some expectations within your own family about what succession might look like, having some conversations about what you think you'd like the future to look like. At Extension, we're really proud to offer a number of programs to get you started on that, such as Cultivating Your Farm's Future, which registration is open for. That program will be held in February of 2025.
That's Kelly Wilfert, Farm Law Outreach Specialist with UW-Madison Division of Extension, along with us. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. December corn is trading at 419. That is down 2.5 cents. November soybeans are trading at 989 and a quarter. That is down 7 cents. December wheat is trading at 580, down 1.5 cents. And July 25 wheat is trading at 613 and a half, down 1 3/4. On the dairy side of things, November Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2022 100 weight. That is down 5 cents. And December Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2028 100 weight, and that is down 12 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 187.5. That was down 3 1/4. 40-pound block cheese closed at 192 with no change. 40-pound block cheese closed yesterday at 265, down a half. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday. Sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Listen. Saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our last Freaky Friday, so we're giving you a double dose with Frank Anderson and your favorite goth consonite, Taylor Nicole. And it's a Bar Band Friday with Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I wanna rock!
Hey,
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Thank you.
Yes, the John and Gordy Family Show, 92.7. WMDX, and it is time for Idiocracy.
It is. It's Friday. It's 50 degrees. It's cloudy, and we had some rain overnight, high about 60 today. A little bit later on, we'll give away another pair of tickets to Late Night Catechism, playing over at the Overture tonight. So stand by for that in our 7 o'clock hour. Okay,
Idiocracy. You know, a lot of people are going to miss Idiocracy once the election's all over. I mean, the thing, everything will die down. No one will be talking about the election anymore.
Really?
Oh, I wish.
There's one thing that I know about John Peterson. It's that he will always find something to complain about.
Yeah. Well, I know that the election will be contested no matter... Well, unless Trump wins. That would be very difficult. You know what? A truck just pulled up to the front of our station. Went down the block.
He's doing a U-turn.
Now he's going down State Street. He doesn't know where he's going.
Yeah.
No trucks there. Okay. Yeah. Good luck, buddy. So the election is 11 days away.
We got a lot of stuff. You know, it's just too much stuff.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are both in Texas today.
Yeah.
You know, who will wear a cowboy
Texas
hat?
Is Texas a swing state now?
Well, I don't know, but...
They say it's getting close to being that.
Could be. Yeah, they're both there today.
And I guess Trump is going to be on Joe Rogan. Is that today? I would assume it is.
I'm not sure. I just saw the headlines.
I guess the representative from the Harris campaign said that, it's too late now, too close to the election to have a scheduled appearance for Joe Rogan. They just want to stay off that guy's program.
Yeah, he's crazy.
It's not like she can't handle it. You know, she's I've heard so many raving reviews about her appearances on this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
She has done so well. Yep. And you remember my biggest worry initially when she became the candidate, I said, man, she cannot speak in public. She has this this drawl that she does, and she just doesn't know how to present her ideas well. And I guess I was super wrong, and I'm willing to admit it.
Wow. Yeah. Let's write this date down, okay. Sam. Wow.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
But you're saying once we get past the election, we're not going to have any Idiocracy? You don't think
we're
going to have that many?
No, we're going to have so much of that stuff.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be contesting this election. I think she is going to sweep her way into the White House. Well, I really do. I just they're discounting so many of the registrations, and they're discounting so much of the early voting. They're acting like this is still a tight race. And, of course, the media wants you to think that way because then we'll stay tuned to their stations.
Sure.
Which is working, by the way.
Right.
All of this stuff is going to disappear. All the weird, wacky, crazy stuff will probably disappear at some point.
Really?
But and then we'll be scraping the barrel. We'll be going back to Johnny's Technocorner hospital news.
Well, we'll see. Or it's just going to get even crazier, you know?
Yeah.
It's just going to be off-the-hook crazy.
For some reason, I think maybe the Megas will be around a long time, even if Trump loses.
Yeah.
Right?
And unfortunately.
By the way, maybe they'll probably come up with another candidate to take Trump's place.
Yeah.
And who will that be? Who's crazy enough to replace Trump at this point?
Good question.
Just about all of them. All right. Now, let's get to something here that happened. I saw this story. I don't know how old this story is, maybe a couple of days old. But it appears that a lot of people are talking about counting the ballots early. And according to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 37 states allow election officials to process absentee mail-in ballots before Election Day. That's 37 damn states.
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
And we could not pass a law in this state to allow us to count those ballots early.
That's crazy.
And according to Robin Voss, this was a tweet that he posted, it passed the state assembly, but Janet Manchin lobbied to kill it in the state Senate, and they caved into her. And then somebody fact-checked it and says he's right, and it was based on her conspiracy theory that somehow if the tens of thousands of envelopes were opened early, someone can figure out the exact number of fake ballots. How would anybody know that or find that out anyway?
Yeah.
And they would fill out and be added to the ballot count. Complete nonsense, yet here we are.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, this logic, this conspiracy theory, ridiculous. If 37 other states are doing it, how the hell did they prevent that from happening, Janelle? Oh, my God. Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it's the bottom line, idiocracy.
I think Georgia was the state they were going to say they can't count any of the ballots until Election Day.
Right.
And well, that was overturned.
Right.
It was by the judge.
Well, yeah. They didn't allow the state to not pass the count along or pass the count or whatever it is. Be counted. Let's move on to a wonderful little ad that I think comes across even on radio.
Okay.
But it does show a doddering old Trump, and it's called A Place for Trump. And I guess you can make, somebody posted, you could make 50 of these with new material straight from Trump's mouth every day. So let's check this out. This is cut 198.
We were so worried.
They're eating the dogs.
He wasn't making any sense.
The people come in. They're eating the cats.
And he just kept getting worse.
They did dumps. That's what they call them, dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Gross.
In Michigan and Pennsylvania. All over.
We had to do something.
They will take the life of the child in the ninth month. Even after birth, they'll execute the baby.
You sound crazy right now.
Pretty sad.
Sad, yeah.
Then a friend told us there was somewhere he could get the help he so desperately needed, called A Place for Trump.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Now he has round-the-clock support and can enjoy the things he loves, like eating cheeseburgers and rage posting at 3 a.m.
I know windmills very much, and they're driving the whales, I think, a little batty.
Sure. So this November, let's vote to put him in A Place for Trump. Because we all know he belongs in a home, just not this one.
I have concepts of a plan.
Of course you do.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, that's great stuff. It really is making the rounds out there.
Home for Trump.
You know, during that musical passage, he was pulling out, like, they're committing him to a home, and they're pulling out secret documents out of his jacket.
Oh, no. Have a big classified stamp on.
Yeah, he's giving up that stuff as well. So, yeah, I do like this stuff.
Well,
people are very creative.
It's funny, but it's also true.
Well, that's the thing, you know. That's the thing. He is just a font of humor, and if we could only just tap that. Right. But it's so serious, you know, the losing democracy thing.
Yeah,
That you know, we can't just enjoy the show. Anyway, let's get on to something that Elon Musk apparently, you know, he's giving away that $1 million giveaway because of signing. You know, he's just every day $1 million. Well, he was told that is probably wrong, so he put a hold on that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to cut 200 here.
Okay. But I have no idea about what's going on with this $1 million check a day. Is that Democrats are saying that might be a campaign violation, a legal violation? What can you tell us?
Sure. I do think that there's a very strong possibility it's illegal. There's no problem with having a lottery, at least from the point of view of election law, to pay people to sign a petition. The problem is, to sign the petition, you have to be, if you go to their website of his PAC, you have to be a registered voter in a swing state. And so this is essentially a lottery to either induce people or reward people for registering to vote. And there's a federal statute. It's 52 USC 10307C. You can look it up. It says you can't pay people to register or to vote. And the DOJ Election Crimes Manual says that lotteries count as a kind of payments.
There you go.
Got it. That's
Morning
it.
Joe, and they looked at it, and that's the part that could catch this. And I think that's why they stopped giving away the $1 million.
Yeah.
But wow. lucky people got them before they stopped handing out the checks.
Well, did they get to keep
that
money?
I don't know if they
get
to keep them or not. Yeah. That would be interesting. Yeah. Should have talked about that a little bit.
Sam?
I was just going to say, as a reminder, because I saw something about this yesterday, because apparently the stock market had a really good day, at least for some tech stocks yesterday. Elon Musk added somewhere around $30 billion to his net worth in a single day. Wow. And his total net worth now is right around $243 billion. That's insane. So $1 million a day is chump change.
Seems like
to
a
him.
Lot of money.
Right? Most to the wrong person, right? God,
it's incredible.
And in the comments on this news story, also, I was one of the things that Biden initially had proposed, and I think Harris wants to continue, is a wealth tax on unrealized gains of like the uber wealthy,
right.
Like Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
And there was somebody reasoning in the comments that that's a good idea because if they're able to use their net worth to borrow money to like buy stuff like he did when buying Twitter, then they should be able to pay taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That's right.
Think
of how much money we could make if we started taxing the $243 billion that he is just sitting on.
Absolutely.
He's probably
stuff.
Able to write all that off as well, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy stuff. So let's get to another incredible thing here. This are we better off?
Yeah.
Than 4 years ago. Are we
you
better
love
off
this.
Today?
I know you love this question, don't you?
This drives me absolutely crazy. They're still doing this. I mean, we really, I think the Democrats, liberals, and progressives came up very hard on this because, in fact, they had a continuing series on Chris Hayes, All In with Chris Hayes. They just kept on saying, are we better off? And then to just take all the clips from 4 years ago, exactly that day.
Right.
And it was terrible. We were in the middle of a pandemic. People were dying by the fistload. I mean, it was just ridiculous. And they're still saying, are you better off than 4 years? What are you guys, insane? Are you dense? So Americans have to realize that we weren't better off 4 years ago. And let's listen to cut 193. Let's check that out.
All right.
And I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
See?
Yeah.
They forgot. Yeah. They forgot. It's a collective denial.
Unanimous, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. The answer is no.
Yep, the answer is no.
Standard, the answer is no.
Yeah. National bungling of the pandemic by Trump, of course.
Hmm.
Now, let's go to this from Sean Hannity. Are we better off? This is cut 194.
Okay.
Not about policies, as that last person told Sarah Carter. It's not about her track record, because she can't run on whether or not this country is better off than we were 4 years ago, because, for a very simple reason.
What is it?
By every measure, we are far worse off. Not about policies, as that last person told Sarah Carter. It's not about her track record, because she can't run on whether or not this country is better off than we were 4 years
ago.
Well,
there you go. I mean, it's just Hannity is still pushing this thing. And, you know, they're showing, you know, people being buried in these boxes in mass quantity because we just couldn't, you know, we didn't have time. Yeah. We didn't have places to put them.
Right.
And so are we better off? It's an amazing thing to keep asking this question.
It is. It is coming up on 6:49. We'll find out who won that $1 million that you're talking about. It's somebody in Wisconsin. We'll have that story coming up next on the John and Gordy Show.
A A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. It all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Early Morning Family Show.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
All right.
So we're doing a little research here, and we found out that one of the people that won $1 million from Elon Musk, and I guess there's been two or three, but one of them.
I think two that, you know, I've seen.
Let's see, one, two, three, four. Four people have received checks so far for $1 million.
And one of them was from Eau Claire.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you have it.
And the family looks very happy holding up that big fake check.
Now, will these people have to give the money back?
Well, probably. If it's illegal, they probably have to give it back.
Nobody's decided it's illegal.
Do you have the story pulled up there?
They're just suggesting.
I have the story. I have the X post that got texted in, and there was a link in that post to the website to sign the petition itself. Petition in favor of free speech and the right to bear arms. It's all about the First and Second Amendment, and you have to be in a swing state to be able
well,
to sign it.
Well, there's a link to that petition, the petition is illegal. Because they're obviously giving money
to sign it in
swing states.
Basically.
We just got through that. Okay.
Right.
Well, anyway, we'll find out. We'll find out whether they can keep their checks or not.
Can he pay people to do this and just have the petition not have any like real force or point behind it? Like, will anyone pay attention to it?
I don't know, but
it's probably just a data mining thing, honestly.
Well, yeah.
Well, they have this gigantic check.
The big checks.
Yeah, the big check. You know, it doesn't run through the machine at the bank very easily.
You can't feed it into an ATM.
No, you can't really do too much to it. So we'll see if they are able to keep those checks. Big deal, right? Let them keep the checks, but just make it illegal to do something like this.
From now on.
You know, they got to keep scheming, finding out ways to win this election. It's really pathetic
it
to
is.
See this happen.
It's awful.
Yeah, and it's turning a lot of Republicans off as well. Mm-hmm. And that leads us into the next big story here. That is State Senator Rob Cowles has come out and endorsed Harris Walz to save democracy, essentially. Cowles made that announcement on a civic media show, Rational Revolution. Do you see this? That's fantastic stuff, hosted by Mark Becker. And he, of course, was a former chair of the Brown County GOP. He's got a program, does a podcast, and he's also part of Wisconsin Republicans for Harris Walz. And you can check out that broadcast, by the way, the full interview with Rob Cowles at 2 p.m. this Saturday. So check that out. I mean, Rob Cowles coming out and saying this. This is part of that interview, cut 210. All right, let's listen to it.
I probably should have done this sooner, but there was concern, you know, about blowback and public safety and all that. So I'm going to be ready for that, and I really think this is the most important, one of the most important things I've done. And hopefully people will accept that and listen to me. Those that have trusted me and, you know, believed in me, will think about that. And if they're undecided that we have to make a change here, and Trump has to be defeated, and we have to protect the Constitution, and the country will go on.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Amazing. You know, it almost sounds like everyone who is supporting the Harris Walz campaign at this point, that is a Republican, they sound like they're scared to death.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Right?
It? Now, another congressman came out, a former congressman, and I know this guy, Fred Upton, mm-hmm. who represents Southwest Michigan, southwest corner of Michigan, you know, right mm-hmm. north of Indiana there. Fred Upton, and again, he's not a congressman anymore, but he came out yesterday for Kamala Harris, and he said, you know, there are a lot of Republicans that are in Congress that are just scared to come out and say it.
Yeah,
but they're not supporting Donald Trump, but they don't want to go public with it.
Retribution,
yeah,
by party members as well, or yes. from Trump
yeah.
going after him with the military.
Yeah, they're scared.
I mean, there's already a promise out there to do that with liberals. And we'll be broadcasting from a FEMA camp someplace. Hopefully, they'll have a radio station set up there.
Even if we don't get as many Republican Congress members or even any old Republican coming out and supporting Harris, that's the magic of the secret ballot, is that you can vote for whoever you want and no one ever has to know.
Well, that's right.
That's true. Yeah. I have another cut here. We don't have enough time for that, though.
I don't think so.
We'll play it next hour, okay. Because it is another former Republican.
Are we going to get to Young Gravy next hour, too?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Can we? I hope so.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
We've got a lot of cuts for next hour. So we'll try to fit a lot in because we got Rocker at 7:35.
Mm-hmm. Should we start up the contest for the last pair of tickets?
Yeah, let's do that now.
Run it over the top of the hour.
Yep. Okay, are you good with that, Sam?
Yeah.
Will that work?
All right.
All right. So we have two tickets to Late Night Catechism. It's at the Overture tonight. So if you can go tonight, the show is at 7:30 in the Playhouse at the Overture. Late Night Catechism, a funny play that takes the audience back to their youth. If you text the word, what do we got a word? Somebody come up with a word.
Catechism. That's
you can't spell that.
Salad. Word.
Salad.
The word is salad.
The word is salad. Okay. Text the word salad on your Civic Media app. Or 608-879-8255. The word is salad. You'll win a pair of tickets to Late Night Catechism tonight at the Overture. Back with more of the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our old friend, positivity psychologist and life coach, Kira Sabin, joins us for a whole hour. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it.
How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.